Boy, it just keeps ringing in my heart. He ain't a doing nothing because we ain't doing nothing. What a challenge. And he ain't going to ask you to do something that you can't do. You can pray, get under a burden for your children. Now, you can't save them, but he can. But he's not going to do anything until you do something. Church, listen to him. Sinner, listen to him. Just get busy doing the thing he wants you to do. Why, it's as simple as come to church faithfully. It might be putting something out of your life that's hindered you. It may be as simple as reading the scriptures. Let's do what he wants us to do, because he's not going to do what he'll do until we do what we're supposed to do, he's told us to do. Sing for us, Miss Esther.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
One more thing. If you and God ever get on the same page on what you want, hell nor high water can stop it. They wanted the same thing he wanted, and he wanted the same thing they wanted. And it came together. God wanted an Isaac, and Abraham wanted an Isaac. God wanted rain, and Elijah wanted rain. Well, if you and him get to pulling together, ain't no way the devil can stop it.
What a message this morning. What a challenge. And who'd have thought it happened today? And it's no telling what he may do every time we gather together. He doesn't have to duplicate himself. He can do it differently. And I'm just here to tell you, if he wants to do it the same way again, he can do it like that too. He's the one in charge. Thank you, Brother Dana. Thank you, men that have preached this morning. What a joy. What a refreshment. Lord willing, we'll gather back here tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll meet for prayer at 6:30 underneath the trees. And Brother Larry Winkler will be preaching for us tonight, along with C.T. Townsend. And the Powell sisters will be singing. Don't you appreciate Miss Isla Knight? I love her spirit. Hallelujah. She'll be here with us a few days, and we're looking forward to that. We want everyone to go across and eat with us, and we'll try to treat you some way that you'll like. And I hope you enjoy what we have to eat. We'll fellowship together, just go across, and they'll guide you in there. We're going to say the blessing, and then we're going to go eat. Father, I want to thank you this morning. Somebody moved the stone. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody was faithful to carry me to the house of God to hear the gospel. Want to thank you that somebody carried a burden so that I could come to realize I needed a Savior. Oh God, help us to move the stones, Lord, in our day, so that life and light can come to someone else. I pray you'd bless the food and fellowship. Thank you for letting us sit around your table this morning underneath the tabernacle. You bless it, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're at liberty to go.